Okay, may I also take one? Thank you very much. We are up to Simin Pei Tes, Oz Siv Beis, the halachos of eating meat after milk. So most people think that eating meat after milk is not a problem, right? So we're going to see that, of course, if a person eats cheese, it's not pashut, as well as that there are instances where there are opinions that one needs to wait a full 6 hours, and there are opinions that extend that very far today. Says the Mechaber, Ochel dvina mutar lechol achar habasar miyad. If you eat cheese, you're allowed to eat meat right away. However, you have to check a couple of things. Ubilvad shi'ayin yad, you have to check your hands. Shelo yeshum dover me'akvina nidbak ben. You have to make sure that there's no cheese on your hands. V'imahoya b'layla shein yochalayin osam etiv tzarech l'rachza. And you do have to wash if it's at night. Now, poskim say that today, light would serve the same thing. If a person sees his hands and he checks them, then you don't need to wash your hands. And as well, v'tzarech l'kaneach pibul adichol. You also have to clean out your mouth. In those days, they did not have toothpaste. In those days, chewing on bread would qualify. There are some things that don't work, but toothpaste will be fine. Okay. So first the Mechaber is Mekel and says all these halachos don't apply from chicken. Why? It's because chicken itself is only midrabanan. So therefore, according to Mechaber, for Svar Demikur Dedina, there's no requirement even to wash out the mouth. However, for Ashkenazim, we are Machmir. V'yesh Machmirin, afilu bebasar achar gevina. So number one, the Ramah is now talking about meat after cheese, that we follow, says the Ramah, the stringent opinion that says that you're not allowed to eat meat after cheese. V'chei nagin, and this is the custom. Shekol agvina kasha ein ochlin achlagrea afilu psarof. So first of all, it seems that the Ramah doesn't differentiate between chicken and meat, number one. Number two is the Ramah says that if it's hard cheese, then we wait. Kimo b'gvina achar basar, which would mean 6 hours, the requirement to wait for 6 hours. V'yesh makil. There are some who are lenient. V'ein limchal, some we should not protest. Rak sheyasu kinuach v'adochun until sidat. So the Ramah clearly says that if someone decides to follow the lenient position and to wash out their mouth, they're fine, they're okay. Miu tov lahachmer. So now, there is a tov lahachmer that if a person eats hard cheese, they have to wait 6 hours. Tov lahachmer. Question becomes, what is gvina kasha? So, the way I always understood as a child was gvina kasha means Swiss cheese. Swiss cheese is gvina kasha, then a person has to wait 6 hours. However, if it's not hard cheese, like pizza and so on, then there isn't a requirement. I have heavy news for you that no one has to follow, but you should know that Rav Nevinzal Shlita understands, he believes that this halacha gvina kasha does not, the way the world translated as I had understood as a child, is what qualifies as gvina kasha. Gvina kasha is a function of a thickness of cheese that in those days, the poskim say, the shach and others say that it takes 6 months to harden. Now today, the only things that take 6 months to harden are Swiss cheese. However, Nevinzal points out that American cheese, let's say, or even what's called here in Israel, gvinat tzuba, it takes a lot quicker for it to harden than 6 hours, but that's only because we now have chemicals that aid the cheese in becoming hard a lot faster. But in the time of Chazal, and the time of the Shach, one could argue, that it actually took 6 months to make American cheese. Or gvina tzuba. And therefore, it could very well be that most cheeses, even if they're made soft, become softer, they also fall into this category. So you should know that there are, Rav Nevinzal holds this as Maker Dedina, there are Talmidim of Rav Nevinzal Shlita who follow this Chumra, which comes out to be a massive stringency, and that is, that if you have pizza, that you will not be able to have fleishiks for another 6 hours. And probably that if it's probably one of the collector's items of one of Rav Nevenzahl's biggest chumras, which he seems to even be noted, it's a chumra from himself, but he's noted himself, he holds that is the emes of pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, not that he's being choshesh for a far-out shita. So let's just summarize the bottom line. The basic halacha is that for Ashkenazim, they have the halacha of waiting 6 hours after hard cheese. Sfardim do not have that halacha. Either way, if a person eats cheese, mikra d'dina, they're supposed to clean out their mouth because of the fear that there's some cheese that's going to be stuck, and then there's going to be a mixture of batz or b'chalav if they eat afterwards. And then the question becomes, there's a discussion to this day, of whether, what is the definition of Dvina Kasha? Is it those things that the way the Shach and others say that take 6 months, that's called Dvina Kasha? And today, American cheese does not take 6 months to, what's the word that they use in English? So for them to harden the cheese? So then in such a case, but 6 months it doesn't, after 6 months it doesn't, it doesn't apply today because American cheese takes a lot quicker to do? Or do you say no, that if you have chemicals that make it harder, in other words, if you went to the time of the Mechaber and the Ramah, was their cheese only cheese that looked like Swiss cheese, or was it even American cheese? Did it apply to those cheeses as well? And then in such a case, that position would argue that you have to wait 6 hours. I'll take a couple of questions because we have an extra 2 minutes that we normally don't have. Go ahead, John.
So washing out one's mouth before eating meat.
After eating,
you start milk.
That's right. That's all you have to do. Right. Now, it's not even clear if there's... No, other way around. It's not even clear that it would apply if you had cereal. The only time the Mechaber and the Ramah were talking was about cheese.
Because the cheese is
going to stick to you. Oh, so as far as... But even those who are followers of Nevenzahl's Chumra, I spoke to him about cream cheese, and cream cheese is not qualified. No, cream cheese is for sure, you don't have the requirement of 6 hours when it comes to cream cheese. It only applies to something hard. But when you to brush your teeth, it would seem that what a person should do, l'chatchila, is to, if it's immediately after, is to brush their teeth. That's what it would seem to me. Yes? Right, for sure he would be makel on the 5.5 in Mashu, for sure. Yes, good.
The Mechaber says that you have to use bread to...
Right, that was in those days.
Why did you do water? Because he says that you did not even water bread.
Right, that's why I said...
So, but could you do water?
No, so that's why I recommended brushing one's teeth as opposed to simply doing water. Yes, Josh?
Are there any cheeses that are not soft-aged that you, nowadays, back then it was hard cheese, now it's soft cheese?
Yes, cream cheese. Yes, Parmesan, according to many, that's correct. Parmesan might be for sure, the kule alma, or the fancy, that would be hard, even according to the lenient opinions, not like the chumra of Ramah. Parmesan would, according to, I've heard that many say, I think I heard from Rav Mishlita, that Parmesan falls into that category, as well as any of the really good Swiss cheeses also fall into that category that they take 6 months to harden. Yeah. Everybody should have a great day.